You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, an Hour of Prayer. This is where we are praying. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and I am so humbled that you are joining me on this day, that we can join our faith together. Hallelujah. We are one in the Spirit, and we are boldly approaching the throne of grace. Hallelujah. That is where all of our answers come from. That is where God is, where all of our help comes from. Hallelujah. So, and I just feeling on my spirit right now. Let us just worship right now. Let us just pray right now. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're praying together. We're seeking the Lord. We're offering a worship unto Him right now, in the midst of whatever is happening, in the midst of whatever is going on, in the midst of the unknown, in the midst of the fears, in the midst of the lonelies, in the midst of, did I do something wrong, in the midst of, hallelujah, all of the stuff, in the midst of the health things, in the midst of the financial things, in the midst of the relational things, in the midst of the family things, in the midst, hallelujah, of the strife and the stress and the overwhelmings, we're going to offer God a worship. Listen, even in the midst of the joys, in the midst of the happies, in the midst of the good news, we're offering right now. In the midst of the confusion of the world, in the midst of all the reports, in the midst of, hallelujah, maybe the doubt and the double-mindedness, in the midst of the confusion, in the midst of the clarity, we're offering the Lord God a worship. So God, just right now, we humble ourselves unto you. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove your good and perfect and acceptable will. And God, as we come to this place, as we come before you, we ask that you will forgive us our sins, and we step in the direction of forgiving, oh God. Bring to our minds right now who it is we need to forgive, what wrongdoings we need to forgive. And I just heard the word forsake, whatever that means, what wrongdoings we need to forsake. And as we step in the posture of forgiving, Lord God, and walking in your mercy and walking in your grace, we let you handle the things in that place where we find ourselves unable or hard to forgive. And so, God, we just ask that you will wash us anew, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are Alpha and Omega, that you are the great I am, that you are the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are creator of heaven and earth. You are, hallelujah, El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. You are the omnipotent one, the all-powerful one, the omnipresent one, the one who is with us all. Even though physically we are in different places, you are with us all. You are the omniscient one, the all-knowing one. You are our peace, O God. We thank you for your peace that you give us, that you leave with us, a peace that surpasses all understanding. We welcome your shalom right now in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls, in the matters of concerning us in our life, O God. We thank you, O God, for ordering our steps and getting us in alignment with you. We desire to be in alignment with you, O God. We humble ourselves before you right now, Heavenly Father. Your word says that to come to you, all who labor and are heavy laden, and you will give us a rest, to take your yoke upon us, to learn of you, for you are meek and lowly in heart. And then we shall find rest unto our souls, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And so, God, we thank you today that we are finding rest unto our souls. We thank you, oh God, that for teaching us how to walk in a meekness, which is a strength. And let us not get that confused, Lord God, with meek as being weak or even being foolish, oh God, but there's a wisdom that comes in that. You said that you are lowly of heart. So I thank you for purifying our hearts, Lord God, and humbling our hearts, oh God, and humbling our eyes, oh God, our perspective, and humbling our minds, oh God. Lord Jesus, that we will operate and function like you, Heavenly Father. Thank you that we have the mind of Christ right now, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, oh God, for an atmosphere of worship, oh God. An atmosphere of worship that breeds trust in you, oh God. An atmosphere of worship, Lord Jesus, that creates a longing in us for you, O God, a desperation in us for you, O God, a hunger and a thirst in us for you, O God. As the deer pants by the brook, O God, so do we pant for you, for a living water, O God. We are asking that you today, O God, will water us, O God, that you, O God, will nourish us, that you, O God, will provide spiritually, O God, for us, will provide mentally for us, O God, will provide physically for us, O God, will provide financially for us, O God. I thank you for your wisdom and giving us a fresh perspective, O God, a new perspective, O God, on the things that are before us and even on the things that we are facing, O God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our refuge and that you are our strength and that you are our strong tower. We thank you, Heavenly Father. And right now I'm being reminded or being told to let's pray the Psalm 91. Hallelujah, someone, that you, O God, you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hold on. I got to get to it. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. And it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say today of the Lord that you are our refuge. And you are our fortress, you are our God, and you will we trust. We trust you, O God, with our finances. We trust you, O God, with our relationship. We trust you, O God, with our marriage. We trust you, O God, with our health. We trust you, O God, hallelujah, with our wealth. We trust you, O God, leba sandaya. We trust you, O God, as concerning our projects and our assignments, and we trust you, Heavenly Father, in our careers. We trust you. We submit and establish that you are Lord of every area of our life, and we seek to trust you. We trust your way when it doesn't make sense to us. We trust, oh God, that you are the one when it looks impossible, that you are causing your word to come to pass. We trust that you are delivering. We trust, oh God, that you are doing that which you said that you will do. For you are not man that you shall lie, nor son of a man that you shall change your mind. And so in you will we trust. I just saw I had an image of like on the dollar bill, on the monies. It says, "In God we trust." And I don't even know. We thank you, oh God, for providing. We trust you. Those of us in wherever we are in believing for financial prosperity and financial blessing and financial help, in you will we trust. Surely you shall deliver thee. You shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We thank you, O God, that you are delivering us from addictions, delivering us from strongholds, delivering us from toxic situations and toxic relationships, and delivering us from that and those who you say it's time to depart from. We thank you for delivering, O God, in ways that I can't even ask, think, or imagine right now, delivering us from hardship, delivering us from worry, delivering us from strife, delivering us, oh God, from that that tormenting situation. We thank you, oh God, that you are deliverer. You're delivering. Reba Sandaya. Delivering from the hard thing. Delivering from that thing which a man says is impossible. We thank you. Delivering us into a new season. Delivering us into a refreshing season. A blessed season. Thank you, Lord God. Listen, even as my eyes look down and capture the word finance, we thank you, oh God, for delivering us into a prosperity. Come on, hallelujah. I think the Lord is speaking to somebody specifically. Delivering us, providing. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. And under his wings shall we trust. His truth is our shield and buckler. We will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. It shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For God is giving his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you, O God, for releasing legions of your angels, O God, our angels, that's assigned to us specifically to minister to us, to guard us, to protect us, to bring us in the good news. Ha yeba shandaya, the good news of peace, the good news of joy, the good news of reconciliation, the good news, hallelujah, of healing, the good news of renewal, the good news of your plans and your promises, the good news, hallelujah, of your strategy, the good news of instruction. Ah shandabo sundoroyo. We thank you, O God, for the good news of clarity, the good news of perspective, the good news of salvation, the good news, hallelujah, of prayer, the good news of worship. We thank you, oh Heavenly Father, for sending your angels and causing your angels to have charge over us, to keep us in all of our ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We will tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. We are trampling under our feet. We thank you, oh God, for the power and the authority that you've given us. We ask, oh God, today that you will teach us to walk in the power and authority that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, oh God, for teaching us how to talk and speak in the power and the authority that you've given us. We thank you, oh God, today for reminding us how to speak to those things that are not as though they are. We thank you, oh God, for reminding us today and teaching us today that life and death is in the power of our tongue. We thank you, oh God, today for teaching us and reminding us to take the thing captive by our tongue. Lord God, we thank you for teaching us and reminding us on today about the power that you've given us in our mouth. Make us aware and sensitive to the words that we are speaking. Let us speak not according to what we're seeing and feeling, but according to what you are impressing upon our spirit and what you are showing us in visions and dreams, even daydreams. We thank you, oh God, for giving us visions. We thank you, oh God, for giving us dreams. We thank you, oh God, for communicating to us and making us aware of how you communicate to us in this season. And that even with some of us, the way you communicated with us last season is different than this season. And so may we receive the new ways, and may we just sit at your feet until we get full understanding and clarity of how you are speaking to us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, oh God, for how you are drawing us in closer and strengthening our spirit man, oh God. And Nebashandaya, we thank you, oh, for the Spirit of the Lord overtaking us, leading us and guiding us, keeping us and causing us to be always in the right place at the right time. We thank you for life, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah. We speak to the dead things, oh God, the things that are appearing dead, the dead wounds. We speak life. Hallelujah, Reba Sandaboshia. We thank you, Heavenly Father, right now. We speak life to the sleeping things, the dormant things, the dead things, the things that we thought were over. We speak life to it, your resurrecting power to it, oh God. We thank you for reminding us, hallelujah, of certain things that's not over, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it smells like, no matter what it sounds like. We thank you, oh God, for the plans that you have for us, the life that you have for us, the restoration that you have for us. Oh, Jesus. Psalm 91, verse 14. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you will deliver us. There's that word again. You will deliver us. You will set us on high because we know your name. I thank you, oh God, that as we humble ourselves before you, you are exalting us. You, oh God, are making a name for us. You, oh God, are purifying our name, cleaning up our reputation. You, oh God, are doing the impossible thing. You, oh God, are taking us from the background to the forefront, from the dimness to the spotlight. You, oh God, are taking us from the tail to the head. You, oh God, are taking us from the place of being walked over and not considered to the place of being appreciated and applauded, not because we are seeking it, but because of us seeking you. you sing, that it is now your turn to be applauded. It is your time to be considered. It is your time to be remembered. We thank you, oh God, on this day that you are remembering us. Oh God, thank you so much. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for drawing us closer to you, Heavenly Father. You say to that as we draw near to you, that you draw near to us. God, we want more of you. Lord, we need more of you. Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for taking us to a place in you that we become detached from the situations and the circumstances and the events of life that dictate our emotions and dictate the way we think and dictate the way we talk and dictate the way we move, that we are cleaved to you, attached to you, that you alone, oh God, you alone, Heavenly Father, you dictate how we move, you dictate what we think, you dictate what we speak, hallelujah, you dictate our decisions, you, oh God, by faith, you dictate, hallelujah, what we believe, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we look to heaven, hallelujah, to give us the insight and give us the wisdom and give us the revelation and give us the knowledge and give us the understanding. I thank you, oh God, that this day we become a little bit more or a lot of bit more attached or supernaturally more attached to you and detached from the things and the situations and whatever we've been making idols, oh God, and little gods, oh God, that is thrusting us to and fro. I thank you, Heavenly Father. We come against a double-mindedness. Today we decide to remain steadfast and immovable in our faith, in what you said to us, in what you showed us. No matter if it looks the opposite right now on the earth, we remain steadfast and immovable to the promises of God that you are able. Oh, I'm reminded of Abraham, who was steadfast and immovable to the promises that you spoke to him and over him. God, I thank you that you are reminding us today that nothing is too hard for you, and that you are a God who still does miracles, signs, and wonders. Lord God, we thank you that as we, Psalm 91, verse 15, as we call upon you, you will and you are answering us. We thank you, oh God, that you are answering us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are with us in trouble. We thank you, oh God, that you are delivering us from all troubles, that you are delivering us, oh God, from all the turmoil. You are delivering us and entering us in even giving us treasures. I hear treasures, oh God. We thank you for the treasures forevermore that you have for us, oh God. Treasures that will change our countenance. Treasures that will even upgrade our faith. Treasures, hallelujah, that will cause us to look unrecognizable. God, we thank you that you are our treasure, that we store not treasures up on the earth, oh God, where moths, hallelujah, can creep it in and corrupt, but our treasures are in the heavenly places. Our treasures are you, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you are honoring us. And even right now, oh God, I thank you that you're honoring us in ways that man says that we call unfathomable, impossible. I thank you, oh God, that you are honoring us in ways that's unimaginable to us. Hallelujah. If we can imagine it, then it's small, then it's little. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are redeeming, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the one that changes hearts. You are the one that changes minds. You are the one that changes people. We leave the people in your hands for you to change them. And we stand in the place of continuing to pray. We thank you, oh God, that our desire to pray will grow even deeper, richer, wealthier, stronger. Hallelujah. And that it will intensify, overtake us. Hallelujah. That we will be dictated by you. That when it's time to wake up and pray, we wake up and pray. Hallelujah. That when it's time to stop talking to man and come talking to you, we will submit. God, I thank you for a spirit of submission. I thank you for a spirit of surrender. We thank you, oh God, that as we submit and surrender unto you, you are satisfying us. That's the word I heard. Satisfying. Satisfaction. You are satisfying us with good things, new things. Hallelujah. Healthy things. Thank you, Lord God. Rich things, wealthy things. And this is more than just material things, immaterial things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord God. Health is a richness. Amen, somebody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sound mind is a richness. We want to be rich with a sound mind. We want to be rich with a good attitude. We want to be rich in our health, oh God. We want to be rich in love, oh God. We want to be rich in forgiveness, oh God. We want to be rich in peace, oh God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to be rich in you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for making us rich in you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the blessing of the Lord that maketh us rich and addeth no sorrow, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that as we've been dealing with sorrow, you are removing it. As we've been dealing with ashes, you are giving us beauty. As we've been mourning, you've given us an oil of joy. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, for lifting our countenance. We thank you, oh God, for turning those tears of sorrow to tears of laughter. We thank you, oh God, for taking us from them places of being paralyzed and sadness and depression and darkness and focus on the past to causing us to dance. And we thank you for lightening our load, and we take on your yoke and your burden, and we give you the yokes that we've been yoked to, the people we've been yoked to, the things we've been yoked to, the desires we've been yoked to, even the desires that you've given us, that we find ourselves yoked to that and toiling in that versus yoking ourselves to you and trusting you in those places, oh God. So, Lord Jesus, I thank you that in this hour, in this moment, in this time, that in this season, we're yoking ourselves to you. I'm not even sure what that looks like in our life, but we submit and surrender to it. I submit and surrender to being yoked to you. We thank you for a spirit of endurance, Heavenly Father. We thank you for perseverance, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us a new understanding, Lord God, that we rejoice when we find ourselves in many trials and diverse temptations and various situations. For we know that the trying out of our faith, hallelujah, the testing of our faith is worketh patience, and we're letting patience have its perfect work, that we may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. This is what scripture says in James chapter 1. Let us be rich in patience, O God. Let us be rich in mercy, and rich in showing your mercy, and rich in grace, O God. We thank you. Verse 16, as we just finished, we thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to read verse 15 again, Psalm 91, verse 15. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We call upon God, he's answering us. You call upon God, he's answering you. We thank you that you will be with us in trouble, that you will deliver us and honor us with long life. You are satisfying us and showing us your salvation. We thank you, O God, for long, healthy, prosperous life. We thank you, O God, for showing us your salvation. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blood, for the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over us, over our homes, over our vehicles, over our workplaces, over everywhere that the soles of our feet shall tread. We plead the blood of Jesus over our marriage, our unions, our children, our parents, our siblings, our family. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you that the power of the blood of Jesus is very much powerful and very much working. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this time that we can abide in you and dwell in you and rest in you and seek you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Overtake us now. Overtake our homes with your presence. Overtake, O God, our minds. Overtake our heart with your presence. Overtake our vehicles with your presence. Even some of us, let us turn off the radio and turn off the podcast, and let us turn off the social medias and turn on the voice of God. Let us get quiet and silent to hear what the Lord says. Let us get in a place where God wants to do relationship with us and love on us, maybe in a new way. And I even hear the Lord saying, for some of us, let us even turn off the worship music and turn off the sermons and let God preach to us. Hallelujah. And let God worship to us and let God pray for us. Hallelujah. And so, God, we say thank you. We thank you for this time in you. We thank you, oh God. Let us not lean on our own understanding. We trust you. Let us all enter into a greater posture, a permanent posture of trusting you. We trust you no matter what it looks like. We trust you to send that apology note. We trust you to send that apology text, even if we think that we shouldn't be the ones doing it. We trust you. We trust you in having a hard conversation in a heavenly way. We trust you. We trust you with whatever it is that you're telling us to do. If it doesn't make sense to us, that doesn't matter. We trust you. We trust you to go back at it again. We trust you. And so, God, we just say thank you. Thank you for this time in you. Thank you that your will is being done in our lives. on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for communicating your will to us. Thank you for renewing our minds. Thank you for restoring our souls. Thank you for leading us a path of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you for quickening us, quickening those dead things within us, even the hope that maybe have seemingly fell asleep, the faith that seemingly fell asleep. Thank you, oh God, the talents and the giftings that seemingly fell asleep, the relationships that you called into being that seemingly fell asleep. We thank you. The purpose and the promise that seemingly fell asleep, we thank you. Quickening it. Command it to arise. We thank you for doing the supernatural, the impossible, the hard thing. Thank you for causing us to laugh. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for multiplying our little, taking our little. Let us not despise the little, but we lift up the little to you. And we thank you for breathing your breath of life on it. We thank you, oh God, for multiplying it. We thank you, oh God, for growing it in such a capacity that it even overtakes us. Oh Lord, bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. That your hand will be with us to keep us from evil. That we won't cause any pain. We thank you for enlarging our territories. That we may give you the glory. Let us be the light. Let us be the salt. The light of the world. The salt of this earth. And we thank you for making ways out of no ways. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I see you back next week. The same time. May the Lord bless your week. May the Lord bless you. Bless your home. Bless everything that you touch. In the name of Jesus. The Lord be with you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Veishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lecha Shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. God bless.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.